Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, we're going to switch it up a little bit, and instead of just talking about crystals and energy healing, we're going to actually be talking a little bit about running a spiritual business. So in this episode, I'm going to discuss how to balance your business chakras and take a holistic approach to your sacred business. So let's go ahead and dive in together. I know that this sounds like a little bit of a weird topic, but think about it this way. When it comes to yourself or your clients, you likely think about every possible thing that you can do to keep yourself healthy, balanced, and whole. So when you're thinking about your sacred business, why should your business be any different? I know that your business isn't a living, breathing entity, but in a way it is. And when you start to look at your business as this little being that needs to be cared for holistically, it really opens your eyes to all the things that you can do for your business energetically. And this is really the key, because when you start to look at your business holistically, you start to see different areas of your business that you can care for using energy healing, especially crystals. So of course, having a really grounded approach to business, a really practical approach, is so important. You need that solid foundation for your success, and I'm a huge proponent of this. But I think that also taking this energetic approach to support your business is so important. It's just like how you go to the doctor, but you also do your energy work so that you're taking that holistic approach to healing. If you do this with your business as well, it's going to put you on solid footing. So, thinking about your business in terms of energy can really provide you with a whole new perspective in the way that you care for and treat your business. So I like to think of my business in terms of having its own chakra centers, and then I ask myself, how can I keep my business's chakras healthy and balanced? So let's take a look at the seven business chakras and what the heck I mean, what they relate to, and how to keep them healthy and balanced so that your sacred business will thrive. So of course, we start with the first chakra, which is the root chakra. And the root chakra is what creates the foundation for your business. And it's related to things like your planning and strategy. So this is how you are planning out what your next steps are in your sacred business. This might have a little bit to do with your strategy in terms of marketing or customer service or communication or branding. But it's really just about the overall big picture of your business. The root chakra is also related to things like bookkeeping and accounting. So getting really super clear and involved in the financials of your business. This is something a lot of us spiritual business owners don't want to take a look at. We don't want to do because it seems so analytical. It's not as creative. But really understanding the facts and figures of your sacred business is super important. And without that solid foundation, that root chakra approach, then you're really overlooking a big part of what you need to create to find that success in your business. So the root chakra is also related to your legal protections and your insurance, making sure that you're safe and secure. So think about that regular root chakra connection to security. The root chakra of your business has to do with security as well in terms of your legalese and insurance. And then finally, your business root chakra is connected to things like accepting payments from customers and really getting comfortable handling money in your business. So the next chakra is, of course, the sacral chakra, and the sacral chakra is the emotional center of your business. So it's related to things like networking with your colleagues and making those heart-to-heart connections with people on an emotional level. It's also about your connection to your customers. So think about the way that you relate to your customers and that you really show them a great deal of compassion and empathy, and that you put yourself in their shoes and you understand where they're coming from emotionally, and that you find that human emotional connection with them. The center is also related to expressing the purpose or the big why of your business. So because the sacral chakra has such a strong connection to creativity, this is the place where you birth your business ideas into the world. So really dig deep here and think about what motivates you in your business. Why did you get started doing this? And finding that and connecting with that so that you can express it into the world, that's what this sacral chakra of your business is really about. And of course, it's so strongly related to your creative influence, especially when it comes to the products and services that you offer. Next is the solar plexus chakra, and the solar plexus chakra is the mental powerhouse of your business. So it's connected to things like making really tough business decisions where you have to weigh a lot of different options and it takes a lot of mental energy to make that decision. And this can be a really big challenge because it's easy to let fear or anxiety get in the way, but because that solar plexus chakra is so connected to self-confidence and courage, it helps you get through those business decisions with ease and grace. This center is also about delegating tasks and managing projects because it really helps you keep lots of different details and things that feel very scattered all pulled together. So this is a great center to kind of call on when you need a little bit of outside help or assistance. The center is also the one that's connected to really basic things in your business, like scheduling appointments with your customers or ordering more inventory. And it's also where plans get put into action and you start implementing those strategies that you created with the root chakra. So this is where the action really takes place and the magic sort of happens, is with the energy of that business solar plexus chakra. Next is your business heart chakra, and this is the part of your business that's authentically you. And your business heart chakra is related to things like your business branding. So if you're unfamiliar with that word, your branding is kind of like your outward appearance to the world. This is how you represent yourself visually and communicate things like your purpose and your mission and your vision and what your business is all about. And this really has to be related to your heart because it comes from that idea of your big why. Your heart chakra is also really strongly connected to your marketing message because in a spiritual business, we don't approach marketing from a place of, you know, trying to convince or persuade or trick people into something. We approach marketing from a heart-centered place. And it's about really authentically connecting with your customers, understanding what they're going through in a place of pain. Now, this for your customers might be physical pain, it might be emotional pain, it might be lacking self-confidence, it might be finding that they have too much stress in their lives. But when you really understand what your customer's going through, because you have that strong emotional connection that comes from the sacral chakra, then you can really speak to that person coming from the heart chakra. Now, this chakra is also about staying true to your business vision. So you'll find on your business journey, there are so many twists and turns in the road, and it can be really hard sometimes, or at least really challenging, to stay true to your business vision. Now, I'm not saying stay true to your business vision if it's not working out for you anymore, if it doesn't resonate, but this is about staying authentic. This is about doing the things that are important to you and making the differences in the world that you set out to make when you started your sacred business. So your business heart chakra is also about keeping your business aligned with your values and ethics. So not letting other people persuade you into do things that you don't consider to be ethical or that you don't consider to be in alignment with your personal values. And it can be really helpful to actually sit down and take some time to meditate about what your business values and ethics are, and then write up a little business manifesto for yourself. And this will kind of come from that mission statement that you're kind of creating with that sacral chakra energy, but this is really looking deeper than that. This is looking at things that you will never compromise on, things like your customer service or the quality or safety of your products and service. So get really, really clear about what those values and ethics are so that you can keep your business in alignment with those as it grows and changes. Next is the business throat chakra, and this is the communication center for your business. So it's related to things like your customer service and how you speak with your customers. It's also about finding your authentic business voice. So if you've never heard this phrase before, this is what you really have to think about, kind of in relation to your branding, but it's really more than that. It's about the way that you communicate with your customers, not just in your marketing messages, but in things like your emails where you're keeping in touch with them, or even in your social media posts. And this, when I say authentic business voice, this is really about communicating in a way that sounds and feels like you. So I can't remember exactly where I first heard this. It was probably from the amazing Marie Forleo, who I adore, but I believe it was her. She talked about this idea of the friend test when you're choosing your words for your business. So if you're writing a piece of content or you're writing an email to a customer, if it doesn't pass the friend test, then it's not in your authentic business voice. So the friend test means, hey, if you took that piece of content or you took that email and you read it to one of your very, very best friends, would they agree that it sounded like you? And if they would say, no, that sounds nothing like you, then guess what? It doesn't pass the friend test. It's not in your authentic business voice. Now, this isn't to say that there are going to be subtle differences. Of course, there are going to be a little bit of subtle differences. You know, maybe you're the type of person when you're with your friends, you're going to drop a few F-bombs here or there, but you wouldn't necessarily do that with your customers. That's okay. There's a line about being professional, right? But it still has to sound like you. It has to sound like it really came from you in your authentic voice. Because let me tell you, if it doesn't, your customers are going to see right through it and they're not going to feel connected to you. So your business throat chakra is also related to connecting with your vendors and colleagues. So this isn't just communication with your customers. This is communication with everyone who is a part of your business. So your vendors or suppliers who you're purchasing your products from, or your colleagues who you're making referrals to or participating in joint ventures with, all of this communication kind of ties together here at the business throat chakra. Next is your business third eye chakra, and this is the intuition center of your business. And when you're looking at your business holistically, it's really important to consider this idea of bringing your intuition into play with your business. So this center is related to things like making gut decisions and following your inner guidance about your business direction. So sometimes you can, you know, use that logical part of your mind and really weigh a decision very carefully and think about all the things that are going to influence it. But when it comes right down to it, you're just going with your gut. And that's okay. Learning to accept and understand that this is an important part of your sacred business is really important. So this third eye chakra in your business is also related to understanding the bigger picture of your sacred business. So we kind of plan the bigger picture with that business root chakra, but understanding how it all ties together and the direction in which we're moving is related to your third eye chakra. Now, this is also about looking for cues from the universe as they relate to your business. So paying attention to those, you know, not so coincidental coincidences, and paying attention to the little trail of breadcrumbs that the universe is leaving for you is super important to making sure that you're moving your business in a positive direction. And finally, that brings us to the business crown chakra. And this is the cosmic connection between your business and the universe. And it's related to things like your spiritual connection to your business. So understanding how your business really lifts you up and motivates you and inspires you on a spiritual level even. And it's also about how you relate to your customers on a cosmic level. So this idea of oneness and connection. And it's really about discovering the deeper divine purpose of your business. So not just your business mission and your vision and your big why, the things that you're passionate about. It's about uncovering the universe's plan for you. And I know this sounds pretty intense, but we are all here for a purpose, and we all have special gifts to share with our customers and our colleagues and with the world. And that's what this business crown chakra is related to, is discovering that divine purpose for your business and how you fit into that on the cosmic level. And finally, this business crown chakra is about your ability to co-create your business vision with the universe. So rather than, you know, fighting the current and doing things that feel in direct opposition to the way that the universal flow is happening, it's about easing into that flow and understanding the role that you have to play. So that's it for our seven business chakras. Now, let me say this. Once you get more accustomed to thinking about your business from this type of energetic perspective, it becomes much simpler to think about the ways that you can start incorporating different healing arts modalities into your business to treat it holistically. So I'm going to run through just a few of my favorite ways to balance my business chakras. So let's say you're finding that you have a problem in the planning department. You know that that's related to your business root chakra. So maybe you want to create a crystal grid to help you with clarity and planning. Or let's say that you're not quite generating the revenue that you'd like to generate in your business. A good crystal grid for some prosperity can really help boost your business revenue. Now let's think about the sacral chakra. Let's say that you find that you're really emotionally charged. Everything feels like a trigger in your business because you're becoming kind of stressed and burnt out. You know what? Then it is time to reach for some selenite and cleanse your healing space or your office of any stagnant emotional energy. Because it could be that maybe you're not as stressed out as you think, but that you haven't done any cleansing in your healing space for a while or in your office for a while, and that you're just picking up on all this psychic debris, all this residual emotional energy that's kind of hanging in the air. And so cleansing that out with some selenite or some sage or Palo Santo is a really great practice. And, you know, we think about doing, you know, cleansing our own energy field, but cleansing your space, especially your business space, is super important. Next, let's take a look at that solar plexus chakra. Let's say you have a big business decision that you need to make and you just aren't sure what the right choice is. Maybe try wearing a golden tiger's eye pendant to give you a little bit of mental clarity and a little self-confidence boost and some courage so that you can make that business decision with ease and confidence. Next, let's look at that business heart chakra. You know, I talked about really getting into making that list of your business ethics, right? So you can really stay true to those. If you need a little help while you're doing this, grab for a little piece of rose quartz because it's so connected to the heart and really helps you see what feels good and true for you and your business. So hold that piece of rose quartz, make a list of your business ethics, and that will help you reaffirm your beliefs and what's true about your sacred business. Now, what if your problem is more communication related? Let's say that during the workday, you find that you're exchanging emails kind of rapid fire with your customers, or you're calling them on the phone to book or schedule appointments. You might want to work on that business throat chakra. So try placing a piece of blue calcite near your phone or computer, however you're communicating with your clients, to promote really clear communication during those conversations so that there's no miscommunication, there's no cross wires, everyone's on the same page, and you get your message through really clearly and compassionately. Next, let's look at a way to balance the business third eye chakra. Let's say you're not sure about the bigger picture direction of your business. You've made good plans, you're following those, but you're not quite sure where you're headed and you're not sure where you want to be in your business. Try reaching for a piece of lapis lazuli and meditate about the best direction to take for your business. Where are you and the universe going together? And finally, what if you need to create a little sacred space and kind of help you co-create your business vision with the universe? Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite ways to do this is with a vision board. So you can grab a piece of amethyst, pop it in your sacred space or in your pocket, and start to create a vision board for your business of all the things that you'd like to manifest and co-create with the universe when it comes to your sacred business. So I hope that you've gotten a lot of value in today's show. If you'd like more information about anything that I discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool/blog. And if you enjoyed the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. And don't forget, while you're there, you can also subscribe through that link as well so that you never miss a future episode of the podcast. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.